Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story. It's a growing up story.
Leaps and Bounce.
Leaps and Bounce by Susan Hood. It's illustrated by Matthew Cordell. It's read today by Mommy and
Duma Chicken.
Duma Chicken. What?
Duma Chicken.
Duma Chicken?
Duma Chicken.
Well, friends, Duma Chicken. There you go. And we hope that you are busy growing up just like we are. You ready? Round and spotted, polka dotted, eggs aboard a bubble boat. Watch them dip and dive and float. Who's in there? What will you be? Spring has sprung a mystery. And in the picture, we can see lots of little tiny eggs with little speckles inside of them. They're all polka dotted. What are they doing floating in the water like that? Dragonflies investigate. Ducklings stop. They watch and wait, because as sure as breezes blow, changes come to all who grow. The little dots swell into spots, and bigger spots begin to curl. Its itty-bitty tails unfurl. And now we can kind of see the little dot isn't just a little dot, is it? It does have a tail. And some eyeballs.
It's popping out.
Mm-hmm. It's filling out inside of that egg.
No longer egg.
Oh, let's see what happens. Oh my goodness. It is popping out of the egg. Wiggle tails, squiggle tails, scoot around and jiggle tails. Why, they are popping out of their eggs and we can see exactly what they are, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose it is? Shall we talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you, speedy zipper zappers? You cheeky little whippersnappers? Why, I would guess with those colors, we can guess what they are. They're tadpoles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Muddy mayhem, honks and quacks, alert the newts and sticklebacks, that just as sure as rivers flow, changes come to all who grow. And these little guys are growing, aren't they? Two sprouting bumps change into stumps. Two legs appear and then two more. Count them. One, two, three, four. Okay, whatever this green thing is that's bouncing around that's speckled, it definitely has some eyes, but now it's got two legs in the back and two legs in the front. And I'm thinking it's not just a tadpole anymore, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Kicking, flicking, splishing, splashing, clever little divers, dashing. Who are you, young amphibians? Delighting in shenanigans. What's an amphibian?
A kind of animal?
It is a type of animal, correct. And do we know one thing about them?
They have backbone.
They have vertebrates. Very good. Very good. If they've got vertebrates, then they must be a backboned creature, and they are. Amphibians can live in the water as well as on the land. What a rumpus, a hullabaloo, the wading egret's bird's eye view. An egret is a big bird, right, with long legs? Shows as sure as sunset glow, changes come to all who grow. The egret has stuck its head down in the water to see what's going on down here. With flicks and flails, splish splashing tails reveal, a change is coming on.
What?
Watch.
They're
going.
They're going.
Going.
gone.
Gone. What has happened to them?
They're froggy.
Their tails are gone. They're no longer little.
They're no longer
on their way to being frogs. They really are. Now, four-footed friends, leap up on logs. These sure-footed friends are brand new frogs. Leaping, peeping, hopping, bopping, skimming, swimming, belly flopping. Loudly, proudly, they announce, "Look out, world. That's how we bounce. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit." And from pond to nest to mountain range, few of us grow up unchanged. That's right, because in order to become a frog, they have to start out first as a little egg, and then they become a tadpole, and then they become a frog, and they are a totally different creature.
And then they can, like, lay more eggs.
Then they can lay more eggs, that's right. And it's true, with, like, in the picture we can see there are some ducks, and they started out as little baby eggs too, because birds also have eggs. Mm-hmm. And then there's some dragonflies. Well, you know, it's interesting because butterflies, they're kind of like a frog, right?
And a long-legged thing.
Yeah, the egrets. We can see the egret in the picture too. But I'm thinking that each one of us goes through major changes. Like when you look at a tadpole, it doesn't look anything like a frog.
But then
it becomes one. Mm-hmm. And the same is true with butterflies. Caterpillars don't look anything like butterflies, but then they become one. And humans, when we look, a baby human looks a lot like a grown-up human does, mm-hmm. but just a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. And if you look at a brand new baby human, you get like an old person, and you look at them together, they kind of look very similar. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All I have to do is take a baby, take my mom, and take my grandpa, and then you can compare.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a pretty good plan. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.